We continue the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Tefillin, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Tes Vov. V'ze b'chinas kadeshli kol b'chor pete kol rechem b'vnei Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we've learned till now, we'll be able to understand the significance of one of the parshias in the Tefillin. The first parsha is kadeshli kol b'chor. Shehu hascholas parsha rishona shebetfilin. That's the beginning of the first of the four parshias of the tefillin. Ki ikar hatfilin nimshochim mibchinas kedushas bechoyrim. Because the holiness of tefillin comes from the holiness of the firstborn. Shehu hoylodo rishona. Shehu bechinas yitzias mitzrayim. Because the concept of birth, and especially a firstborn, is similar to the concept of the Jews leaving Egypt, Shehu Bechinas Hoylodo Kiyodua, which is also referred to as a birth in all the Sforim. When they speak about it, they talk about when the Jews are in exile, it's like a pregnancy, like the baby in the mother's womb covered up and there's blood. And when the baby be going out of exile, Geula is a concept of a Leda, a birth. When the Jews came out of Egypt, they were really born as a nation. And it's for this reason that we need to sanctify that first birth, which is the Bechor. As the Pasuk says there, and when Paroi hardened his heart and he didn't want to let the Jews go out, Hashem showed him, Hashem gave him all the different makos, Alkein ani zoveach. And it's for that reason that we give the Bechor special significance. V'chol ze k'dei lahamshich al atzmoi kedushas hoylodo samoichim, shehu ikra hoylodo. And what it's really all about is a person drawing upon himself new moichin, a birth of new seichel, because that's the real significance in a birth. The fact that a body is born is of significance, but it's minor compared to the fact that when we're dealing with the human being, when a human being is born, we know that there's sechel, there's moichin, there's a new moyach coming into the world. Dahainu sheyizke lechadesh chiyusoy umoichoy b'chol eis. And this applies to every one of us. It applies to the concept of a Jew renewing and refreshing his mind, his moyach, which is his chiyus at all times. Ki'ilu hayoim noilad kanal. As if I was born today. We said that's what a Jew's attitude is supposed to be every day, as if today I'm being born anew. Shezehu ikar bechinas chayim aruchim. That's the real meaning of long life. Shehem bechinas tefillin kanal, which is what tefillin is all about, as we mentioned earlier. V'alkein tzrichen liten habechor lakoyhin. And it's for this reason that the halacha tells us that we have to give away the firstborn to the kohen, oi lifdoisei mimenu, or to redeem it from the kohen with the five sloim. Ki hakohen hu bechinas zokein digdusha, because the kohen represents the holy elder, as we had in the story of the seven betlers that this halacha is based on. In the first day of the Sheva Brachas, speaking about the blind betler who is sitting with a group of eight elders, and each one is telling over about how old they are and how far back they remember. So Rav Nosson Zal writes here that over there we speak about Zekenim of Kedusha, holy elders. The Kohen also represents this Zokein of Kedusha. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, chapter 133, Kashemen Hatoiv al Haroish, Yoreid al Hazokon, like the pure oil on the head that goes down to the beard, Zikan Aharon, the beard of Aharon HaKohen. Now the word Zikan we mentioned earlier can mean either beard or Zokain, elder, and both go together because the beard is where we see the age of the person, the black beard versus the white beard, that concept. Bechinas temanya tikune dikno de kahana rabo kiyadua. This is tied into the eight tikunim of the beard of the Kohen Godol. The Zohar Kodesh speaks about the bigodim of the Kohen Godol, the eight garments. A regular Kohen had four special garments. The Kohen Gadol had 8 garments, and the Zohar HaKadosh says that the white garments are tied into these tikkunei dikno also. This term that's used, the 8 tikkunim of the beard of the Kohen Gadol. V'sehu shomra zal, and this is what the Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Aleph, v'shemen al roishcho al yechsar, you will not be lacking in oil on your head. The Gemara says, Elu tefillin sheberoish. This refers to the tefillin that are worn on the head. So we see that the tefillin and this shemen, this holy oil, are go together. Interesting, obviously not coincidental, that we're in the month of Kislev now. We're leading up to Hanukkah. You have the 8 candles of Hanukkah, which the Kohen Gadol was the one who lit the menorah. Who lit the menorah? The 7 candles, you know, that will lit the menorah for the 8 days. Also tied into this topic, this kiddusha, this holiness, this light that's represented by the menorah and also represented by the tefillin shel roish, especially. Ki ikar hatfillin nimshochim mebechinas kashemen hatoiv al roish zekan aron kanal. Because the holiness of tefillin comes from that holy oil on the head that's tied into Aaron HaKohen. V'al kein, and therefore, al yedei shenoisnim habchor shehu hoylodo harishoyna l'koyim, and therefore, by a Jew turning over his firstborn child to the Kohen, al yedei ze mamshichin kedushas hoylodas hamoichin v'achiyus. Through this, we're connecting to the Kohen. We're taking the birth, the Hoylodo, which is new Sechel also, and plugging it into the Kohen, who is the source of this Moichen of Kedusha, this Shemen Mishchas Kodesh. And Al Yideze Mamshichin Kedusha Sheilodo Samoichen Vachius, Sheyizke Lehischadesh Becholeis, Kiilu Hayoim Noilad. To be able to draw this seichel from the Kohen, which is this ability to renew ourselves at all times, as if the person is being born anew every day. Shezehu ikar bechinas tefillin. That's the real essence of tefillin. This chayim aruchim, this renewal, like the Arizal explains, when a person puts on tefillin every day, they receive a new package of moichin from Hashem. Shein bechinas hamoichin v'chayim aruchim shemekablem mehazokin dekdusha kanal. Tefillin represents this seichel and this longevity of life which we receive from those holy elders, of which an example is the Kohen. Sheomar, the zokin of kedusha, who said in that story of Sipurei Maaseis, shehu zokin moed, that he's very old, va'adayin lo hischil lichyos klal, and he hasn't even begun to live yet, ki'ilu noilad hayoim, as if he was born that day, mamish just born. Ki'tzorech lahaschel b'chol pameh chodesh kanal, because as we said, a Jew is supposed to start anew every day. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to touch on something very important. V'zeh b'chinas Moshiach. Till now we were describing the power, the holiness of tefillin, that this is what tefillin is all about. Tefillin is all about this renewal, this chayim aruchim. And now Rav Nosson Zal says that this is what Moshiach is all about. Shenemar boi, the Pasuk says about Moshiach in the second chapter of Tehillim, Ani hayoim yiledeticha. I have given birth to you today, Dovid HaMelech says. This is how he describes Moshiach. Moshiach is being born today. Which today? Every today. Every today he's being born anew. Because Mashiach is the one who's going to achieve this to perfection. That long life. Whereby Mashiach will be living a new chiyus every day as if he was born on that day. As the Pasuk says, Ani hayoim yiledeticha. I have given birth to you today. That's how Mashiach is described. Ki Mashiach yasig bechinas lemalo meyazman. Ki mevura bedivur Rabbeinu Zal al haposig zeh ani ayim ledeticha ein shom. Because as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in Likutei Moran, where he expounds on this posig ani ayim ledeticha, Rabbeinu Zal says that Mashiach will be a level that's called lemalo meyazman. he's not going to be restricted or limited at all in any way by time. We know we find this in the Torah. The Torah shows that Moshe Rabbeinu did this, Yeshua did this. When Moshe Rabbeinu was doing battle against Amalek, remember, they saw that the sun was setting. He said, hold it, wait. Time will stop in order for us to finish what we have to do with Amalek. And Yeshua also, who said, Shemesh begivon doim. We see that Tzadikim, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in Likut Imran in a few places, and Rav Nosson Zal explains this in a few different places in Likut Halachos, that when we talk about holiness, real holiness, holiness is above the concept of time and above the concept of space. Just like we saw in the Beis HaMikdash, within a small area, a huge number of Jews were able to fit in there at a time of holiness and be able. So the Kiddusha is lemalam en amokoim, lemalam en azman. Moshiach, who is one of the ultimate of Kiddusha, he will clearly display this concept of being above time. That time, he doesn't age with time. He gets younger. He's young, he's new, he's fresh every day. Ki b'china zois, shehispoyer ho'iver hanal. Because this quality that the blind Bettler praised himself with, Shehu zokein v'yanik, that he's very old and very young, v'chol ho'ilam eino oila etzlai keheref ayin, and all the time of the world, to him it doesn't even add up to a blink of his eye. Kol zeh hi b'chinas lemala mi'azman. What he was describing was a level of holiness where he's above the concept of time. Shezeo b'chinas chayim aruchim, that's this long life. Sheyizke Moshiach, which Moshiach will be zeichet to. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, chapter 21, Chaim sho'al mimcho nosatoloi, that Moshiach asked for life. This refers to both David HaMelech and Moshiach. And you, Hashem, granted it to him. Shehu b'chinas David Melech Yisrael chai v'kayom. This is why we say about David HaMelech specifically, who is the foundation of Moshiach, that he is chai v'kayim. He's alive and existing, meaning alive, new life, every day. He's always alive. He's always on. There's no such thing as off time by him. Now, interesting over here, the Gemara says about David HaMelech, that David HaMelech didn't sleep. We know sleep is 1/60th of death, the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, David HaMelech didn't sleep. He was misnamnem kisus. He would, what's the word in English for misnamnem? He would roll around, slumber. He would, like a horse who's very restless in his sleep, so too David HaMelech. And the Vilna Goin says, why does the Gemara compare him to a sus? What kind of compare David HaMelech to a horse? He says that the word sus is samach, v'samach. We know that the Gemara says sleep is 1/60th of death. So just like when it comes to Malkus, lashes in the Torah, when the Torah means 39 lashes, it calls it 40. It says arboim yakenu, it means the number leading to 40, which is 39. So too by David HaMelech, he would sleep 59 winks, samach, and then get up, and then v'samach, and then another 59 winks. He never slept 60 seconds in a row, in a sense, so that he shouldn't fall into death, into that bechin of death. Death, sleep is a 60th of death. So he did not allow himself to have 60 units of sleep. So that he kept his distance. He was the furthest thing away from death, which means what was he? He was chai. He was chayim. He was very, very much alive. You know, this Chaim Aruchim, you know, that he wasn't aging, he wasn't getting weaker at all with time. He was getting stronger. That's number one. Number two, it's brought regarding the life of David HaMelech. The Gemara says that he was supposed to be a Nefil. He was supposed to not live past 30 days. And Adam HaRishon was aware of this. Adam HaRishon gave him 70 years of his life. That's why Adam HaRishon lived to be 930. As a result of the Eitz Hadas, he was supposed to die within the first 1,000 years. Hashem said, on the day that you eat, you're going to die. Hashem's day is 1,000 years. Ki elef shonem b'enecha kiyom. So Adam HaRishon was supposed to die within the first 1,000 years. So he could have died at 999 and 364 days. He died at the age of 930 because he gave David HaMelech 70 of his years. However, his years, it's brought, were defective to a degree, in a sense, because of the Eitz Hadas, etc. So the Avos HaKadoshim also gave David HaMelech 70 years. There's a whole cheshbon whereby Yitzchak Avinu lived to the age of 180. So his father, Avram Avinu, should have lived at least that long. A father isn't less than a son. So Avram Avinu gave away 5 of his years. Yaakov Avinu, who lived 47, he gave away, forget the exact cheshbon, but it comes out that Yaakov Avinu and Yosef HaTzadik, they also gave years to add up to the 70 years of David HaMelech. So that David HaMelech received 70 and 70 in a sense, that's why he didn't sleep at night. He lived a double life in a sense. It says he got up at Chatzos and everything. He was able, because he got this double. So we see that David HaMelech, from whom Moshiach comes from, is this super life in a sense. Extra, extra chai. And this is why it's brought that this pasuk that Rav Nosson Zal just brought about Moshiach and David, where it says Chaim Sho'al Mimcha, the first letters make up Ches Shin Mem, which is the Ches Shin Mem of Moshiach, and the word Chaim has 2 yuds in it, so there's like an extra yud there. That's the Mem Shin Yud Ches. That this pasuk Chaim Sho'al Mimcha is referring to Moshiach. That Moshiach asked for life. He wanted real life. What's real life? The kind of life we described here, where a person is new and fresh every single day. That's the definition of Moshiach. Ki David hu Moshiach. Because we know that David HaMelech is Moshiach. Moshiach comes from him. So therefore, this pasuk talking about Moshiach and talking about David HaMelech is talking about this real living. V'zeu b'chinas tefillin, and this is what tefillin is all about, sheshom shoyrish nishmas Moshiach kemuva, because it's in tefillin that the soul, where you have the roots of the soul of Moshiach kemuva, as is brought in the Sifrei Kabbalah, sheshoyrish malchus Moshiach hu b'chinas kesher shel tefillin, that the kesher of the tefillin is the source, the roots of the kingdom of Moshiach. So we see the connection between the mitzvah of tefillin and Moshiach in this inyan of Chaim, this inyan of Chaim Aruchim, this new life. Ukemoshikos of Rabbeinu Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 54 in Likud Imran, Shezeo Bechinas, this is the bracha that was given to Dovra Melech, Vahoiso Nefesh Adoini, when I believe this was said when Avigail, the wife of Novel, said to David, please don't kill him. Don't dirty your hands on him. Leave it to Hashem, you know. And she said, if you don't kill him, then you'll be blessed. V'hoyo nefesh adoini tsrura b'tsroir hachayim. That your soul will be tied up tightly in the bond of life. B'tsroir hachayim. That's what she said. Hanemar b'dovid. That pasuk is written about Dovid HaMelech, Shehu Moshiach. And note the wording she used. Tsroir hachaim. Tsroir means kesher. Ze b'chinas kesher shel tefillin. That refers to this knot of the tefillin, shehim b'chinas chaim. And we said tefillin is living. Remember we quoted the Gemara which said that there's a pasuk, Hashem aleihem yichyu. They have Hashem upon them, so they live. The Gemara said that's the tefillin. Elu tefillin shebaroi. That tefillin is chaim. B'chinas chayim aruchem anal. This is the long life that we spoke about earlier. So this is what tefillin is all about. This is what Dovid HaMelech and Moshiach are all about. And this is the mitzvah of pidyon ha-b'choyer. The mitzvah of giving. The b'choyer represents birth and first birth, which is the most significant. We plug that into the kohen, who is the zokein, the elder of kedusha. Zekan Aharon. We plug our life into the kohen, our first one, to be able to draw from him this kind of life, this Chaim Aruchim. Paragraph Tes Zayin. Rav Nosson Zal had touched on the Ritzuas earlier a little bit. Now he's going to go back to fill in a little more on the topic of the Ritzuas, the straps of the tefillin. V'zeu b'chinas Ritzua shel Roish, with what we've learned, we'll end the straps of the tefillin shel Roish. Sheyoredes mehakesher ad hatibur, There are two straps. It's brought in halacha and especially in Kabbalah that one of the straps is supposed to reach all the way down to the navel, the belly button, and the other one is supposed to reach down to the heart. Today they make it, that's the minimum, the minimum. Today we have one of the straps is a little bit longer, one a little bit shorter, but the minimum shear is up to the navel and up to the heart. Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this now. Ki kedushas hatfilin hu mebechinas hazekenim shezochu lekadesh moicham kol kach at shezochru mashenasimom mitchilas hohilodo bo'eis shechotchu esatibur. Because if you recall the story in Sipurei Maaseis, where the eight elders were sitting together, and each one was discussing how far back they remember, and the first one said, I remember when they were cutting the apple, the fruit from the tree. Which meant, I remember when, as the eagle explained later on in the story, I remember when they were cutting, when they were separating me from my mother, when they were cutting the umbilical cord to make the separation from the child and the mother. Ki ikar gemar ha'hoylodo, because the main completion, when is the birth really finished? Shehu bechinas tefillin, which we said is what tefillin is. Tefillin is this birth, this new life. Bechinas kadeshli kol b'chor pete kol rechem. As we say, the parsha that's written in the tefillin is to sanctify the first birth, the opening of the womb. When is that completed? Hu chaticha satibur, the cutting of the umbilical cord. V'alkein nemar b'yitzias Mitzrayim, and this is why when the Navi Yecheskel speaks about the Jewish people coming out of Egypt, he says, Umoldoi Sayich Beyoim Huledes Oisoch Loikoras Shorcha. And your birth on the day that you were born, they did not cut, there was nobody there to cut your umbilical cord. This is speaking about the Jews coming out of Mitzrayim, that when it came out of Mitzrayim, there was nobody there. The Navi is saying, who was there to help you? Which nation stepped forward to help you? Nobody. Only Hashem stood by your side. And now you turn against Hashem. So look how he describes, look how the Navi describes Yetzias Mitzrayim. He says, the day you were born, and they didn't cut the umbilical cord. Hainu, shekoidem sheyotzu, before the Jews came out of Egypt, they were compared to a baby that's still in the mother's womb, in exile. And the umbilical cord has not been cut. Ayin Sham, Kapitel Tezayin. Take a look over there. In the Novi Yecheskel, he speaks, he elaborates on it over there. Ki ikar hatfilin hu bechinas yitzias Mitzrayim. Because this is what tefillin is all about. Tefillin is yitzias Mitzrayim. Bechinas hoylada, birth. Shehu bechinas chaticha satibor, which is the cutting of the umbilical cord. Ki af al pi sheshar hazkenim zochru oid yosef yosekanal. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Even though if you look in the story over there in Sipurei Maaseis, the one who remembered this was the first guy. And then after him, the one after him came and said, you call that remembering? That's nonsense. I remember that, and I remember much further back. And then the third one said, what you call remember, I remember much further back than that. So even though the other elders remembered further back, kol ech, one second, afal pikein, yefsher legalois oleinu hakidusha bachutz, ki im kidushas moyach hazokein, shezocha tchila sohilodo, shehu chaticha satibur. Still, despite that, we cannot reveal the level of holiness of those other seven Zekanim who are even holier than him. We can't show it outwardly. Kiim kedushas moyach hazokin, other than the holiness of the moyach of the elder who remembered when they cut the umbilical cord. Shehu ikar bechinas tefillin. We said which is what tefillin is all about. Shemedabrim mehaholodo. Tefillin speak about birth. Bechinas, as it says in the beginning of the tefillin, Kadeshli kol b'chor, sanctify the firstborn, the birth. V'halavai shenizke lekabel kedusha soy. And Rav Nosson Zal says, we'll be very lucky if we can draw upon ourselves his holiness, the holiness of the baby Betler, you know, the Betler who was on the lowest level, who was able to remember as far back as when the umbilical cord was cut. Aval kedushas shar hamoichin shel shar zakenim, whereas the holiness of the moichin of the other elders, einam mizgalim lachutz klal, that cannot be shown outwardly at all, but rather rak kol oiram ne'elomim rak b'haparshiyos shegnuzim bifnim b'toy chabatim. Their light is found in the parshiyos, which are hidden, covered up inside the batim. It's so bright a light that if we were to show it outwardly, it would be blinding spiritually. So their light, the light of those other eight, has to be hidden inside the batim in the form of the eight parshiyos. And it's from there that we draw on that holiness, that we who put on the tefillin receive that holiness bederech ha'aloma v'hester, in a hidden manner. It filters out through the batim, you know, in a hidden form. Ki kedushas hazikorin shelohem ma'oid ne'lamitonu, because their holiness is very, very hidden from us. It's way above us. We can't receive it directly. So from the ritzua that the strap that goes down to the belly button, that connects us, that plugs us into the lowest elder in that story, the one on the lowest madrega, who remembered as far back as the umbilical cord. The other ones are represented by the parshiyos that are inside the tefillin, where we receive their light, you know, in a hidden way. Can move on lemaskil, as can be understood by those who understand what we're referring to, about the light filtering through these walls. Uritzua achas, paragraph Yud Zayin now, and the other strap, nimsheches ad halev. Al pi halacha, that's supposed to go down at least till the heart. Ki horitzua hu bechinas ho'oir shemamshichim ebechinas ariches apayimanal. Because as we explained in the previous year, the strap represents that we're piping in some of that light from the arichas apayim, from the erech, the quality of erech apayim. V'alkein tzrichim lahamshicho ad halev. And that's why, where are we piping it into? Into the heart. Lahachnis b'chinas arichas apayim shehu kvishas kas b'toy halev. We're trying to pump in this quality of arichas sapayim, of patience, into the heart, which is the seat of all the emotions, right? All the emotions in the person are taking place in the heart. The ability to conquer one's anger. Shelo yakbid klal afilu beliboy, meaning that the person should not feel any anger or whatsoever, even inside, in the heart, where many people have it. There are many people, when they're very upset about something, they boom it out, they blast it out through the mouth. There are other people who don't say anything, and you might falsely think that they're not angry, but you don't know what's cooking. If you would take their blood pressure, if you would put a heart thing on them, you would hear their heart beating so fast that they're about to explode. But the real conquering of kas is when the person doesn't say anything, and doesn't even feel anger inside their heart. In the chapter on Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about tshuva, and he speaks about the highest form of tshuva is when somebody is insulted and they don't respond, he uses two verbs there. He says, yidoim ve'yishtoik, to be silent and be silent. And the Meforshim ask, well, why is he repeating himself? He ain't repeating nothing. He's talking about two levels of silence. There's one level of silence in the mouth, and there's a silence in the heart, where even in the person's heart, he doesn't feel any anger, any hate, any resentment towards the person who insulted him, because he knows, I deserve much more than that. This guy, he thinks he's insane. He's praising me. If he knew who I really was, he wouldn't say those things. He'd say much worse things about me. I know who I really am, so I know that what he's saying is compliments compared to what I really deserve. So here, Rav Nosson Zal says that the real place, the real seat for the real place where you want to pump this arichas apayim into yourself is in your heart. That the person should not have any kpeid in his heart when somebody pushes the wrong button, when somebody does what he doesn't want him to do. Shezeh ikar b'chinas arichas apayim. That's the real arichas apayim. As Rabbeinu Zal told about, Rabbeinu Zal said when he was a child, he had a temper like you wouldn't want to know. And Rabbeinu Zal said he worked on himself, he battled, he fought this thing tremendously, but he said it was only when he got to Eretz Yisrael that he was zeuche to conquer this thing completely and to have it disappear. That he was zeuche to this quality in Eretz Yisrael. What quality? Sheyiloi arichas apayim kozeh, to achieve such a level of arichas apayim, sheloyia beliboy shum tzad kas ukpeda, that he shouldn't carry in his heart any iota of anger or upsetness in any way, getting upset, getting nervous, afilu al hasoine hagodol sheloy, even against his worst enemy, sheoiseloy kol hayisurim, who's making all of his suffering, who's giving him all of his suffering, not to feel any negativity or even in his heart towards him. That's what you call real arichas apayim. Not just when the person doesn't say anything, but the person, you're able to check the person's blood pressure and see no change. Not a hair on his head move. Somebody just insulted him or hurt him in a very, very big way, and he doesn't move. Ad, and this is why that second ritzua has to extend to the heart. To pump that aricha sapayim into the heart. That the person shouldn't feel any resentment, any hate, anger, nervousness, even inside his heart. Now, we mentioned earlier, if you recall, that the Gemara says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was begging Hashem to get to Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says, v'chimi, but what did he need? The fruit? What did he see in Eretz Yisrael that he was so desperate? The Gemara says, erech apayim ro. He saw this quality of arichas apayim, that Eretz Yisrael, which is the land of emuna, the land of Hashem, this is where a person could achieve this mid of arichas apayim to the highest degree. Now, I don't tell this over often, but I think here is an appropriate place to mention this. I mentioned this once, I remember 30 years ago, when I was giving shiurim in New York, in Brighton Beach, and Shabbos shiur, had to prepare all kinds of interesting things, and you have the season of Pirkei Avos. And on Pirkei Avos, Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Evrocha, used to refer to Pirkei Avos as the choicest statements of the rabbis of the Gemara. Because if you would ask each Tana to take his best shot, that was his best shot. What he says, what's gathered up in Pirkei Avos. Those are the most outstanding statements of each one of these Tanoim, you know, in Shas. So Pirkei Avos is big, big stuff. And there are commentaries on it. There's the Medrash Shmuel, there's many of the Tzadikim, the Chavetz, wrote commentaries on Pirkei Avos throughout Likutei Halachos. He very often interprets some of those Mishnas. Phenomenal, phenomenal stuff in there. Yira Shemaim, the real Yira Shemaim that a person can get from there. So I remember in one of the places in Pirkei Avos, Rabbeinu Yoina, where it speaks there about conquering Kas and everything, he says that he heard about one of the Kadmoinim, one of the earlier Tzadikim, you know, from earlier generations, who said when he was asked, what was the most important day of his life? What was the best day of his life when he reached, when he felt he had the best connection to Hashem possible? He said he was riding on a ship once, this tzaddik, with goyim. The ship had all goyim, and again, the kind of guys that you found on ships, in those, the sailors, the drunken, the lowest element, the lowest of the low. And one of them noticed that he was a Jew and decided to make a project out of him. So first he started insulting him, saying profanity, dirty, we're calling him every name, every dirty name he could think of. Then at one point he started spitting on him, he spit on him, and this tzaddik didn't flinch, nothing. And then he said at one point the tzaddik was sitting on the boat like, and this guy wasn't satisfied yet, and he went ahead and urinated on the tzaddik, Rahman al-Islam. Ad kedei kach. And this tzaddik said that Hashem gave him a madrega, that he didn't feel anything at all. This what we're talking about, arichas apayim here. He achieved a level of dveikus to Hashem, a connection to Hashem, that he didn't flinch at all whatsoever. This didn't shake anything on his head. And this is how this is described as a level. Here again, there are different ways to respond to things. In a situation where a person could, it might be recommended to take that sailor and toss him into the sea, and could be he did that afterwards. That's a different cheshbon. But to say that a person achieves such a level of dveikus tashem and such a level of nothing, of bitul, that he considers himself nothing, that nobody, nothing on earth can insult him, nothing is degrading, nothing is insulting, didn't move, didn't flinch an iota from it. And Rabbi Yoina, one of the Rishonim, tells us this to know, each one of us on our level, that there are times we mentioned at the Arizal, when he spoke to Rabbi Chaim Vitalzal, and he was preparing him for the study of Kabbalah, and he gave him a few prerequisites. He told him that there are a few things that are critical to be matzliach in this limud, to be able to understand it properly and retain it. And one of them was, no kpedos. No kpedos. No such thing. No option of getting angry or upset or nervous at anybody, including even your own family members, even your own kids. No kpedos at all. To be careful when dealing without kas, without nervousness, that this is one of the prerequisites for a person to achieve an understanding of the real depth of Torah. Paragraph Yud Ches. V'ze b'chinas ma shemeshabeach Hashem Yisborach es Knesset Yisrael. And with this we could understand how Hashem praises Klal Yisrael in Shir HaShirim, chapter 7, where he says, Shorereich agan hasahar al yechsar hamozeg. Shorich refers to the navel, the belly button. Agan Hasar is shaped round like the moon. Al Yechsar HaMozeg should not be lacking. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zayin, says that this is a remez al Shivim Sanhedrin for the 70 rabbis of the Sanhedrin Agdoila, Shehoyu Yoishvim Be'igul Kalavona, who sat in a semicircle like the moon, like the moon, in order to be able to see each other. The Gemara says that the Dayonim had to be able to see each other at all times during the Diyun. So Rav Nosson Zal says now, Shorereich zebechinas ritzua shel tefillin sheyoredes meakesha shel roish ad atibur. That term shorereich, the navel, is being marames to the tefillin, of which one of the components of tefillin is that strap that goes down to the navel, shenimsheches mebechinas malchus David Moshiach, which the person draws that chius, that chai v'kayim, which we're drawing from David HaMelech, Moshiach, shu chai v'kayim, shehu bechinas kesher shel roish. We said the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that Moshiach draws his chius from that kesher shel roish. Shemishom nimsheches horetzua ad atibur. And it's from there that the strap extends downwards to the navel. Shehu bechinas shorereich agan hasahar. Bechinas shivim sanhedrin, the sanhedrin. Shehem keneged shivim ponim la Torah. They represented all 70 interpretations of the Torah. Shedovid yoishev baroisham. And we know that David HaMelech was the Av Bezdin. He was the Roish of the Sanhedrin. As the Gemara says, and Rashi HaKodesh quotes it, Al Pasuk Yoishev Basheves Tach Kemoini Roish. In Shmuel Beis, Kapitel Chav Gimel, Rashi HaKodesh says over there that this refers to David HaMelech, who was Zoicha to be the Roish of the Sanhedrin, because of his shiflus, he would sit on the floor, even not only when he was a student, but even when he was a rabbi teaching Torah, he would sit on the ground. He had incredible shiflus. Ki kol ho'ayin Sanhedrin, shem b'chinas ayin ponim le'Torah, kulam mekablim midovid Moshiach. Because the 70 judges who represented the 70 interpretations of the Torah, all of them receive from Dovid HaMelech, from Moshiach. Shekol chiyusoi mebchinas haskeinim anal, whose chiyus comes from those elders we spoke about before, Shehin Bechinas Tikunei Dikno Kadisha, respond to the Tikunim of the beard, Bechinas Hadras Ponim, the beauty of the face, Bechinas Sipurei Maisius Shel Shonim Kadmoinios, which corresponds to the concept of the stories, ancient stories, Shekol Ho'ayin Ponim Shel Torah Nimshecha Mehem, whereby all 70 interpretations of the Torah receive, they draw their light from there, Kemavur Batoira Posach Rabbi Shimon, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 60 in Likut Imran, Ayin Shom. In that Torah in Likut Imran, Rabbeinu Zal discusses different levels. And he says there's one level, just like we know in the terminology that's used in the Zohar HaKadosh, there's a term Ze'er Anpin, which means small faces, and then there's Orech Anpin, which means long face, that kind of the small baby and large, elder, great. Rabbeinu Zal says over there that there's a term that's used, Shivim Ponim Shel Torah, the 70 interpretations of the Torah, which refer to a certain level, like corresponding to the seven lower midos of Hashem, Chesed through Malchus. And he says, but there's a higher level than that, which is referred to as Shonim Kadmonios, way, way back, ancient, dating way, way back. And he says that there are that in the stories that people tell, there are stories that are on the level of the Shivim Bonim, and then there are stories which are Mishonim Kadmonios, which date back way, way ancient stories. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there in the Kutaran that when a person's asleep, the Velt says, when a person's asleep, when you want to put somebody to sleep, you tell them a story, bedtime story. Rabbeinu Zal said, I say the opposite. When a person is spiritually asleep and you want to wake them up, the most powerful thing is a story. The right story can wake up a person, really wake them. So Rabbeinu Zal says there's two levels of stories. There's regular stories, the stories that are from the Shivim Ponim, and then there's stories Mishonim Kadmonios. Those are nucleus stories. Those stories have the ability to wake up a person, to wake up the dead. To wake up a person, a Jew, no, the lower level stories can relate to a person who has lost contact to a degree from the Torah. They've unplugged some of the wires that are hooking up to the Torah. But Rabbeinu Zal says that when you have a Jew who has unplugged all 70 wires, he has fallen away from all Shivim Ponim Shel Torah, the Torah can't, you need to draw on the Sipurei Maisius Mishonim Kadmonios. You have to draw on those stories that come from the highest, highest possible level to wake them up. An example, we touched on this once a while ago, we spoke about the story of Megillas Esther, where the Jews had fallen. The Gemara says they fell into eating treifas, participating in the Suda Vachashverosh, and bowing Tavodah Zorah, all kinds of stuff, to the point where Haman Amalek was about to wipe Lahashmidla, to wipe us out completely. And it says over there, what made him think he could do it? Because Hashem had said that the Jews would be in exile for 70 years. According to his calculation, the 70 years were over, and they were still in Golus. So he figured that shows that they've crossed all lines. As they've fallen away from all contact to spirituality, this is a time when I can wipe them out completely. What was the solution? The solution is Megillas Esther. That we were given a storybook called Megillas Esther, which doesn't mention Hashem's name once. In no obvious way is Hashem there, but it's called Esther. It's Megillas Esther. Legalot means to reveal. Esther is the Hastorah. That story revealed the highest, highest level. The Gemara says, "Mevatlin Talmud Torah l'shmaya Megillah," that we put aside the Torah to hear the Megillah. Why? Because the Megillah is much higher than the Torah. The Megillah is an example of this Sipurei Maisius Mishonim Kadmonios. So Rabbeinu Zal says over there in that chapter in the Likut Imran that this Sipurei Maisius Mishonim Kadmonios refers to the top level of Torah that can bring the dead back to life, that can bring back a person who fell away from all Shivim Ponim Shel Torah. This is what can cure him. And that was the introduction to Rabbeinu Zal telling those 13 stories that he told. That these were an example of these Sipurei Maisius Mishonim Kadmonios, which represents the highest level of Torah. Now, another point to add to this, the Zohar HaKadosh, the Tikkun HaZohar asks in one place, question, why is it we just finished reading the first parshias of the Torah and we hear they live 900 years, 800, 700 years, and then after that, everybody's babies. The maximum they can live to is 120. What's that all about? Rabbi Shimon answered, simple answer. They received their years from Orech Anpin. They were tapping into that place of Shonim Kadmonius, that top level of Kedusha, the hundredths units. Remember when we spoke about 370 lights, the 370 lights of the Oyer Haponim? They were plugged into Orech Anpin. In Orech Anpin, there's longevity of life. There, the life is in the hundredths, you know, going up to 1,000. Whereas afterwards, as a result of the Eitz Hadas and the things that came afterwards, we dropped to the level of Orech Anpin, or to the level of Zer Anpin, where the standard life, Yemei Shnoi Senovem Shiv Mishana, the standard life is 70 years. You have some exceptions who go up to 80, 90, but that's the norm. Again, talking about these two leagues. There's the major leagues, which is Orech Anpin, the minor leagues, which is Zer Anpin. There's the major leagues, which is Sipurei Maisius Mishonim Kadmonios, and the minor leagues, which is the Shivim Ponim Shel Torah, in comparison. Back to our topic, he's talking about that Dovr HaMelech and Moshiach, who correspond to the 70 Sanhedrin, who correspond to the Shivim Ponim Shel Torah, they receive, where do they get their chiyus from? From above them, from the Tikkunei Dikna, from the Sipurei Maisius Mishonim Kadmonios. Shaydei Zeh, Nisoirin Mehashena. That's how we wake up from sleep. That's how we come out of sleep. Shehu Histalkus Hamoichin. Sleep is where the brain shuts down, the brain goes away. Vaidei Bchinas Hazakenim Hanal. And through those elders, those eight elders who are described in the story over there, Bchinas Sipurei Maisis Kanal, who represent, they're the ones who are, each one is telling their story about how far back they remember. It's from there that we receive the Shivim Ponim Shel Torah, Venis Oirem Meshena, and we come out of our sleep. This is the concept of the fact that Dovr HaMelech lived 70 years. Again, he represented this Shivim Ponim Shel Torah, and he received his life from above, from those eight Zekanim. V'alkein hoyememayit b'sheina ma'oid. And this is why the Gemara makes a point about Dovr HaMelech, that he slept extremely little. K'moyshom Razal, as the Gemara says in Sukkah Daf Chavov, she'me'oilam lo yoshen Dovid shitin nishmi. He never slept 60 breaths. Why? Ki heched eloi litoim tamad amoysa, so that he shouldn't taste death. He shouldn't experience. Because Dovid HaMelech is chai v'kayim. He represents life. He has to keep far away. He's the opposite of death. Sleep is 1/60th of death. He ain't going to go near 60 units of sleep. Ki hasheino hi echod mishishin b'misa. Shenimshecha al yidei chet odom arishin. Al yidei she'ochal me'etz hadas toivora. Upogam bo eitz hachayim, by the fact that Odom Rishon chose the Eitz Hadas and lost out on the Eitz Hachayim. The Eitz Hadas Toivara is what introduced death into the world. That's what brought the Klola, the Atzvus and everything. And he was pogam in the Eitz Hachayim, Shehu Bechinas Oyer HaTfilin Kemuva. The light of Tfilin is referred to as the Eitz Hachayim. Hashem Aleihem Yichyu. Remember we said? The Pasuk says they wear Hashem on them, they live. That's the Tfilin. Ki Tfilin heim Bechinas Chayim. Because Tfilin represent life. Bechinas Eitz Hachayim. Shenemar, boy, about which it says, Vo'ochal Vo'chayil Yoylam. When Hashem said, let's move Odom Rishon out of Gan Eden, because I'm afraid now he might go and taste from the Eitz Hachayim, and he'll live forever. So again, there is this Eitz Hachayim, where a person who's eating from there lives forever. Their life, they don't get old, they don't age. They're living new all the time. That's what Tefillin is. Tefillin is tapping into that Eitz Hachayim. Vaidei shepogam bozeh, and because Odom Rishon was pogam in this, Nigzar olav misa ledoiros. Hashem decreed that all generations afterwards are going to have to experience death. Now, Rav Nosson Zal explains the whole topic of death, interestingly. Ube'emes, the truth is that achar hachet, once Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz Hadas already, hamisa v'hashena heim toiva gedoyla. Death and sleep are an important benefit to a person. We need it. It's a very important necessity. Why? Had Adam HaRishon not sinned, hoyozeche lechayim amitiyim, shuchayim nitzchiyim, chayim aruchim, ba'oidei beguf. He would have achieved true life, which means eternal life, which means long life, even while he was still physically in the body. Dehainu, sheba'oidei beguf, hoyoyocho liyois nichlal be'ein soif, la'olam, barotzi v'shoiv, v'lichyois chayim aruchim. Meaning that Adam HaRishon would have been able, while he was still physical, he would have been able to connect to the infinite light of Hashem in the format of rotzi v'shoiv, in and out, connecting and v'lichyois chayim aruchim, and to live long, long life. Meaning, dehainu l'chadesh chiyusoi la'olam, to be constantly renewing himself eternally. Bebechinas hischatshus achius shel azokein ho'elyon shu'ivranal, like the renewal of that oldest one, which was the blind beggar, who said he's old and he's very young. He hasn't even started living yet. Ani ayom yiladaticha shechai chayim aruchim, who lived a real long life. Shehu zokein tamid v'yanik tamid. He was always old and always young. Aval achar shechoto. However, once Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, after he sinned, v'ochel mi'Eitz Hadas toivora, v'nitrad mi'Gan Eden, and he was evicted from Gan Eden, v'nis'aches begufo izuamas hanochosh, and the tumor, the impurity of the snake, took hold of his body, b'chinas mishchot moshchot dechivyo, as the Zohar Kodesh uses that terminology, the venom of the snake attached itself, the impurity of the snake attached itself to man. Alkein, Ief Sheloi Lichyois Begufoi Chaim Aruchim Loilam. That's what made it impossible for a human being to live with his body eternally, permanently, this long, long life. The Ief Shelisklois Lichaim Nitzchim Kiim Al Yidei Amisa. And it's impossible to experience eternity without first going through the experience of death, Shehi Toiva Gedoyla, which is a major benefit. Kamesha Kosov, as the Pasuk says, when it talks about creation, the one day it says, Hashem saw everything he did, it was toiv. The Gemara says, that's the Yetzer Tov. The following day it says, Hashem saw everything he created, vihine toiv ma'oid. It was very good. The Medrash says, ze hamoves. That refers to death. Death is called very good. Why? Ki al yedei hamisa, Shehi Sheino Yischadesh Moichoi. Because by a Jew going through death, experiencing death, which is a form of sleep, it's a permanent sleep, the person has a hischachus. They can be born anew. There's a renewal. V'oz yizdakech v'yischadesh gufoi v'chiyusoi. And then his body and his life is purified and renewed. V'oz yokum b'tchia, beguf zach votzach, and then the person can come back when there's tchia sameisim, when the dead are brought back to life, he can be brought back in a pure, holy body, shenizdakeh, which has been purified, venizbarer, and refined legamri, totally, mizua masanochosh. It's been cured completely from the filth, from the impurity, from the stains of the nochosh. That's interesting. We just spoke about Moshiach. It's brought that Moshiach is bigimatria nochosh, because that's the opposites. That the nochosh is the one who messed everything up in the beginning, introduced death to the world. Who's the opposite, the equal opposite of the nochosh is going to be Moshiach. He's the epitome of life. He's the one who's going to introduce this new life to the world. V'oz yizkel kabel moichin chadoshim. And then we'll be able to receive, the person is able to receive the new moichin, Bechinas Tefillin, which is what we receive when we put on the Tefillin every day. Eitz HaChaim, which is the tree of life. Shehein Bechinas Chaim Aruchim Sheyizkos. This corresponds to the long life that we're going to experience then in the future. Dehainu Sheyizke Oz Lichyois Le'olam Chaim Ko'elu. Then a Jew will be always living this type of life of constant renewal. No such thing as aging, no getting old. Every moment he's going to be receiving new life and new seichel. Ad shekol ma sheyazkin yoiser yiskel lahaschel lichyos mechodesh yoiser. So that every moment the person's going to grow older, he's going to be living new. He's going to have new, more new life, new existence. Shezel bechinas hachaim shel azokin huivernal. That's the life of that blind betler. Sheze ikur bechinas chaim nitzchim sheyizku mi sheyizku lased lavoi. This is the definition of eternal life. When we talk about eternal life, that those who are will be zeichet to in the future. Look what he says here now. Kitanug tmidi einoi tanug, because a constant pleasure, a pleasure that just continues, is not a pleasure. We said ice cream. How many hours can you eat ice cream? Go ahead, let's try. 10 hours, 12 hours, 18 hours to keep eating ice cream? And then the person's going to lose it. They're going to say, can't do this anymore. Can't have any more of this. So tanug tmidi, a pleasure that's the same, a constant pleasure where it's the same pleasure, einoi tanug. That's not the real pleasure, because there's only so much of it you can have. Person goes on vacation, 10 days, 3 weeks, and until they're jumping out of their skin that can't handle any more of this. Need a vacation from the vacation. Ve'enoi nikro chayim be'emes. That's not called real living. Kim kishezeichen lichyos chiyus chodosh b'chaleis. Unless the person is experiencing something new all the time. Different, something new and different, something unique every time. V'zeh ikar b'chinas chayim aruchim chayim nitzchim sheyizku hatzadikim losed lachat chiyas ameisim. That's what we call olam haba, chidish olam. That's the life that the tzadikim are going to have in the future, where it's going to be a new, unique, different pleasure every second. Haynu b'chinas hanal sheyizku lechadesh chiyusom b'chol eis. They're going to be zeichet to new chiyus all the time. Shezeh bechinas tefillin. That's what tefillin represents. When a Jew is putting on tefillin, he's getting a taste. If he believes, if he puts on tefillin the right way, serious, he realizes that this is special. This is something spiritual. This is a battery. I'm putting the battery into the car. I'm putting the battery into my neshama, and this can charge me up. This can give me new life today, to experience whole new things that I never had before. Then a person can be zeichet to a taste of this through the mitzvah of tefillin.